Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English and to learn something new about America and Europe. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
In this episode, we're going to talk about driving.
Nearly everyone owns a car in America. In cities, you will find trains and subways and city buses. But as soon as you exit the city limits, you may find it difficult to maneuver about without a car.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why car rentals are so commonly used.
We have a well-developed and maintained system of highways and secondary roads. And driving coast to coast maybe is the best way to experience America. By driving, you can enjoy the people and places that don't make it into the guidebooks.
Mm-hmm. In Europe, a lot of people have the dream of being out on the open road, riding a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, maybe on Route 66, lost in the endless landscape.
We all wish we could kiss our job goodbye and hit the road.
Yeah, hey listeners, if you plan to make this dream a reality, before you go, do a little research and familiarize yourselves with the rules of the American road.
You won't find the same organized chaos that you find in some parts of the world. Driving laws are strictly enforced. We drive on the right side of the road. Mm-hmm. We get our driver's license at 16. In case you rent a car, you must be at least 25.
Mm-hmm. So what if I'm driving and I come upon a checkpoint? What will the cop do to me?
Well, first off, don't call him a cop.
Okay.
The police officer will stop you and ask for your documents, your driver's license and vehicle registration. If he finds a violation, you will be issued a ticket.
A ticket.
And if you think you don't have to pay your ticket because you live outside of the country, you may receive it at home in the mailbox.
Mm, exactly like a birthday card.
Except that this asks you for money.
Yes. Well, back to our checkpoint. What else may the officer be searching for?
Anything, really. Undocumented immigrants, drugs, drunk drivers. If the officer suspects you may be under the influence of alcohol, you may be given a breathalyzer test.
So listener, don't drink and drive.
The penalties are severe.
So before you go out, make sure you have a designated driver.
Or cab money.
Okay.
And make sure you do not have any open liquor bottles or cans in your car while driving.
Now Cindy, in order to introduce the next topic, I'm gonna quote the film Top Gun.
Do it!
Uh-huh. I feel the need.
The need for speed.
So let's talk about it.
Speed is great. Speed is a lot of fun, as long as you're within the limits. Mm-hmm. You won't get very far before you come upon an officer with a radar gun and the need to catch you.
Yes. And that reminds me of a quote by Dudley Moore. The best car safety device is a rear view mirror with a cop in it.
Oh, that works for me every time. So keep an eye on the speed limit signs and be aware that the limit can change quickly, for instance, from 55 miles per hour to 35.
Oh, and a mile is about 1.6 kilometer.
Remember, when you're traveling abroad, to check out the unit of measure. For example, if you need to get gas to gas up, gasoline is measured in gallons.
Oh, yes. And a gallon is about 3.79 liters.
Right. And since gas prices are rising steadily, I recommend you pick an economy car when choosing a rental. Stay away from the gas guzzlers.
Gas what?
A gas guzzler. A vehicle that drinks gasoline because it's too large or too old and inefficient. Mm-hmm. To guzzle means to drink or eat fast. For example, it was really hot and I was parched. That is to say, I was really thirsty, so I guzzled down a bottle of water.
Okay, clear. Oh, when I went to America, I rented an economy car, and it was also very easy to operate.
Most cars in America have automatic transmission, and many offered cruise control. Two things that make long journeys more comfortable, as well as radio traffic reports around big cities that can help you during rush hours, times of heavy traffic.
Well, Cindy, traffic reports would have helped me had I understood them.
Oh, would you like to go through a traffic report with me? We can review some of the words together.
All right, that's a great idea.
And you're on in 3, 2, 1.
I'm Cindy with your ride home traffic report.
A few problems out on the Beltline this evening due to black ice, making your evening commute a bit longer than usual. There's a multi-car pileup on the inner Beltline. Emergency personnel are on the scene, clearing away debris. The outer Beltline is clear, but starting to slow down due to some rubbernecking from passersby. There's a minor fender bender at exit 12, but all vehicles have been cleared from the scene and traffic lanes are once again moving. That's all for now on your ride home traffic report. Drive safely, everyone.
All right. Could you explain a few things? Starting with the Beltline?
The Beltline, or the Beltway, is a highway that bypasses the city center and makes a circle around the city.
And black ice?
Black ice is rain that has frozen over, so it's the same color as the road, and very dangerous.
And what is a commute?
Your commute is your journey from your home to your school or workplace.
And then a pileup?
That's a multi-car accident. More than one car has been involved.
What's next? Rubbernecking.
Have you ever noticed, Martha, that whenever there's an accident on one side of the highway, the traffic slows down on the opposite side?
Yes, always, and that drives me crazy.
Me too. That's rubbernecking. Drivers slowing down because they're turning to look at the accident that happened on the other side.
And the last one, fender bender.
A fender bender is a minor accident with minor damage.
Okay, it's all clear now. The next time I visit the States, I will surely understand the local traffic reports.
And our listeners too.
Yeah.
Hey guys, just a couple of rules to avoid close calls. And by close calls, I mean to come close to having an accident.
Okay.
Number one, when you get to an intersection with a four-way stop sign, the driver to arrive first is the first one to go. So pay attention and wait your turn. Number two, in many cases, it is possible to turn right at the red light, unless there is a clear sign stating no right on red.
Oh, that's why everyone was beeping at me when I was in Los Angeles. And speaking of LA, I noticed special lanes in the highways over there called carpool lanes.
Bigger cities will have carpool lanes on a highway, lanes designated for passenger vehicles with two or more people.
Any other rule?
Number three, do not tailgate. Keep a reasonable distance between you and the car in front of you. If you follow too closely, the driver in front of you may slam on the brakes to signal that you're too close. And number four, don't ever cut anyone off.
To cut off?
To pull in front of a car abruptly without signaling first, causing the driver to slam on his brakes.
It's best to be thoughtful and never cut off a truck driver, for example, especially not the one I'm about to introduce to you now. Hello, Barbara, and welcome to My American Friend. Thanks for being here.
You can just call me Barb, like barbed wire, all my friends do.
Okay then, Barb, thanks for stopping by.
You Mexican?
Well, no, Barb, I'm Italian.
Oh, my bad, I thought you was Mexican. I like Mexicans, they're good, hardworking people.
I'm sure they are, Barb.
Y'all party?
Oh, well, Barb, enjoy your beer, but Cindy and I don't usually drink while recording our podcast, do we, Cindy?
Not usually at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You a goddamn Yankee. That's a dang old Yankee voice. Ain't nobody told me there gonna be no dang New York Yankee up in here.
Oh, no, Barb. Cindy is from Connecticut.
And that's close to damn enough.
Come on, Barb. Connecticut is a beautiful state.
I ain't never lost nothing up north, and I ain't got no reason to go there.
Hey, Cindy, where are you going?
Martha, I'm not feeling the love here. I'll see you later.
Oh.
That's right. Take your ass on, Yankee. Get. Ain't no love for you here. I do Civil War reenactments. They call me the Mule Skinner. Y'all got a mule around here?
No, I'm sorry. We're fresh out of mules here in the studio.
That's too bad. Y'all mind if I smoke? It's my day off.
Well, you smoke cigars?
Yep. Granny got me started. Nasty habit.
Thank you for joining us on your day off. What do you do for a living?
I'm a chicken truck driver.
A chicken truck driver?
Yes, a chicken truck driver. What, oh, you think chicken's gonna fly up on your plate like your goddamn Lady Diana?
No, I was just trying to get a visual on that.
I come from a long line of chicken truck drivers. My mama and daddy drove a chicken truck. My husband drives a chicken truck. Even my daughter, Brittany Leanne Jr. There's some hard-working people behind every bite of food you eat.
And we sincerely thank you for that, Barb. Well, tell me, are you going to drink and drive after finishing that beer?
Oh, hell no. I learned my lesson years ago. Had a close call out on a country road one night coming back from the bar.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was terrible. Put me straight off drinking and driving for good. I learned my lesson good that night.
What happened?
I was driving home after my 13th birthday party. Mama throwed me down at the bar.
Wait, did you say 13?
13. I had a little too much hooch that night, and we's riding home in the old truck, and my little brother saw it first. Big old deer running like the wind.
Oh, no.
Yep, I didn't see him. I'd been drinking. My good judgment was compromised. I'd had the shotgun right there in the seat behind me.
Wait, shotgun? What happened?
Big old deer. Pretty one, too. A lot of meat on him. Ran right on by. I missed him. I'd had a clear shot, and I missed him. I could have shot the son of a bitch, and my whole family would have eaten good for days. But my judgment was clouded by the devil's juice, and my family went hungry.
Well, that's an amazing story.
I know. See, I'd learned a valuable lesson that day, so young, that the things I do affect not only me, but the ones around me. These actions touch my family, my friends, old and new, such as yourself, Marta.
Thank you.
So, y'all be thoughtful to those around you. Don't drink and drive. Before you party, appoint a designated driver, someone who will stay sober and not drink. Or call a taxi cab. It's worth it in the long run.
Well, thank you, Barb. Thank you for your wise words.
I need to go now. Keep the Yankee in the closet till I'm out of sight.
Okay. So, Barb, thank you again, and come back and visit anytime.
I will. Y'all take care and come see us sometime. Just don't bring the Yankee.
I promise.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, Barb. Oh, my goodness. So her problem was that she wasn't able to shoot the deer and her family went hungry. Not that she was 13 and driving, drunk and driving. Well, Cindy, come back here.
Is she gone?
Oh, yes, Cindy, she's gone. Tough woman, huh?
Did she open that beer can with her teeth?
Yep.
That's a perfect example of who you should not cut off or tailgate while driving in America. Like we said, riding a Harley on Route 66.
Then the dream would become a nightmare. Oh, Cindy, since you mentioned the motorbike again, there's something I want to ask you. I noticed that not all bikers wear helmets.
The helmet laws can change from state to state, so be sure to check online before you go. Because you may find yourself in traffic court if you don't wear a helmet when you're supposed to.
And I know you have a story about that, don't you, Cindy?
I do. A true story. I won't give you all the details, but I did find myself 3 years ago in a certain traffic court with a brilliant man who thought he would evade the cops by wearing a black trash bag on his head instead of a helmet.
Trash bag? Are you serious?
I swear it's the truth. I heard his attorney say, "So, you were wearing a trash bag on your head?" And the man nodded in agreement.
I wonder what Barb would say about that.
I think she'd say that boy ain't got a lick of sense in his head.
And I agree with that. Well, folks, that's all for now. Let me remind you that you can find the transcription of this podcast on martainnocenti.com. And, well, thanks for joining us.
And drive safely, everyone, wherever you are. Whether you're in Las Vegas, at a quickie drive-through wedding chapel, or just McDonald's ordering your lunchtime Big Mac.
Yes. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.
Bye-bye.
My American friend.